His troops are all tightened up on that one. With 1:38 to go and a 7-point lead, I think he's going to be going to the idea that, guys, we don't need any trays right now. And if you're going to be shooting, make sure it's like a 100% shot. There is no question about that. 100% shot. That's a layup with no one around you. So, you know, I really think he wants to put the ball in the icebox and weather the storm.
John Mooney, humor me. BetX has 9 points in this quarter. How many field goals have they made? Zero.
Exactly. They're all unfroze.
They're 9 for 14 from the free throw line for 64% in this fourth quarter.
Probably left too many on the floor for Coach Krug's liking, I'm sure.
Inbound to Aaron Sines for three. He got it and one. The 4-point play coming up for Aaron Sines on the inbound. Launches a three, gets it to fall, and he gets it. One free throw to boot. That's the seventh team foul for the Hatchets.
That was a nice play that Mark Greenforth threw up in the Bad Axe timeout.
Clark Brady with the second foul. Harrison Kramer, Gage Lopez sit down. Macklin Gettle and Michael Kemp, or excuse me, Tanner Foley back in the game.
If Aaron Sines hits the shot, it's back to a one-possession ball game, just like that.
47-43. Aaron Sines shooting one, and he gets it. Sines with 29. It's 47-44, 3-point lead for the Hatchets. We have a minute and a half to play. Tommy Morneau blows by Tanner Foley over to the right wing to John Messing, back to Morneau. Playing keep away from the USA defense, and here comes the trap, and Tanner Foley is going to be called for the foul on the block.
That's Tanner Foley's first foul, as far as I know.
But more importantly, sends Morneau to the free throw line for two free throws.
And he didn't want to put Tommy Morneau on the line, that's for sure.
He's 5 for 6 in this quarter from the free throw line. And 10 for 11. Now 11 for 12. First free throw is good. 48-44. Gettle and Foley sit down. Kramer and Lopez back on for offense. Mason Krug sits down as replaced by Clark Brady.
Back to a two-possession ball game. Minute and 20 to go in the game.
Morneau's second free throw, good as the first. 49-44, 5-point lead for the Hatchets. Hunter Bone, and we have whistles all over the place. And now the officials going to the scorers table. And there was supposedly a timeout called. None was taken, though.
Well, we're going to inbound the ball again. Minute and 20 to go.
USA by five. I'll tell you off air if you see me out in the public what was just said. A minute 15 left in the fourth. Maddox leading by five. Michael Kemp, top of the key, trying to get to Aaron Sines. Now to Hunter Bone, left wing.
John Messing is playing humongous defense on Aaron Sines right now.
Bone into the left elbow, out to Gage Lopez, to Michael Kemp, free throw line. Jump shot is good. Kemp with six, 49-46, 3-point game, and we have a whistle, and it is a foul on Hunter Bone even before the ball was inbounded. That's Hunter Bone's second, team's 13th, and I'm going to let you guess who's on the free throw line.
We're playing tackle basketball right now.
Tommy Morneau at the free throw line for two more. 55 seconds left in regulation. Bad Axe leading by 3 points. 49-46. First free throw is good.
One thing I'm going to give Hunter Bone is that he really had the look on his face like, you got to be kidding me.
And both free throws are good. Back out to a 5-point lead, 51-46. 55 seconds left. Aaron Sines across the timeline. Clock is now their sixth enemy. Right wing to Hunter Bone. Left wing, Gage Lopez. Into the corner, Sines for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Morneau.
Kemp can't foul him.
Hunter Bone trying to go for the steal. And we have a whistle.
Oh,
and this
no.
will be a foul against USA. This looked like a clean X to me.
I think it's going on Kemp, too. And it looks like Coach Gainforth is asking for a technical. I'm not sure if he's going to get it or not.
That's Michael Kemp's fifth personal foul. He is fouled out. Timmy Morneau at the free throw line once again.
That's a huge loss for USA, losing Kemp, because Kemp is also a three-point shooter as well. And right now they're going to need a slew of three-point shots with 34.4 seconds to go. Tommy Morneau on the foul line shooting
two shots, leading bonus. By five.
In fact, I'm running out of room in my sheet right now for Tommy Morneau.
Morneau is 9 for 10 from the free throw line in this quarter. 14 for 15 on the game. For those keeping score at home, that's a 93% free throw percentage tonight.
You have 30 seconds to go ahead and replace the player that is now disqualified, and I think Coach Gainforth used about 29 seconds.
You get 30 seconds and then about 20 seconds to get into the ref's ear. Morneau, free throw is up and good. 6-point lead, 52-46, 34 seconds left.
Okay, can hold it right here.
Morneau's second free throw is good. 53-46. Bone to Wesolowski for three. He got it. Wesolowski brings us back within 4 points, 53-49. Timeout, USA.
This is unbelievable.
And that is USA's last timeout of the night. Mark Gainforth is still talking to those officials.
4-point lead, 27.9.
53-49, Bad X by 4 points. And we're just going to let you listen to this crowd for the next 15 seconds. Hail Bad Axe, coupled with the USA chant, in one of the best atmospheres we've seen all year, if not the best. 27.9 seconds left. Bad Axe gets inbound with a 4-point lead, 53-49. Clark Brady into Tommy Morneau. Good defense from USA so far, down to 23 seconds. Signs against Morneau, cross midcourt. Morneau over to Clark Brady, back out to John Messing. And Hunter Bone fouls John Messing. This will be Hunter Bone's third personal. John Messing goes back to the free throw line for two shots. He is 4 for 6 from the charity stripe tonight.
What discipline out of the Bad Axe Hatchets to go ahead and pass up an open shot, like I said, 100%, to take more time off the clock.
John Messing's first free throw is good. He has 7 points. Bad Axe has still not made, I don't even know if Trevor, they even attempted a field goal in this fourth quarter. It's all free throws.
Well, they have attempted a few.
And that is 2 for 2 on that trip from John Messing. Gives a 6-point lead for the Hatchets. 13 seconds left. On the baseline, Kramer for two is good. Inbound to Morneau. 5-4-3, and we have a whistle. Morneau is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Bad X fan base on their feet. Hunter Bone's fourth foul.
What a sight.
First free throw from Morneau is good. There's three things in life you can expect: death, taxes, and a made free throw from Tommy Morneau. Aaron Sines brings it up. And Bad Axe is back-to-back Greater Thumb West champions, going and defeating the USA Patriots 57 to 51, a six-point victory in a highly and very tough